Ghana is one of the African countries facing the challenges of rapid urbanization. In the 1960s, just over 20% of the population of the West African country lived in urban areas. But now, according to UN Habitat, the United Nations agency dealing with human settlements and sustainable urban development, more than half of the country's population of 21 million live in urban areas. I caught up with Ghana's Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Mr. Akwasi Opong-Fosu, at UN headquarters last Friday, and first asked him about his visit to New York.
This is an invitation by the UN Habitat and partners like the United Cities and local governments, as well as Friends of Sustainable Cities. The purpose is to put the issues of cities and sustainable development on the agenda of post-2015.
Talking about UN Habitat, as you are aware, UN Habitat is saying that human beings have now evolved to become what it calls homo urbanis, meaning that basically more than 50% of the population is in urban areas. Is this the case in Ghana?
Well, Ghana is now 52% urban, so we are no longer seen as it used to be as rural communities with previously the 20% urban population. We are now talking about 52% urbanized country.
What is pushing people from rural to urban areas? What are the factors for this urbanization?
Initially, the world view was that it was a rural-urban migration, which is still the case. But then urbanization has taken another dimension because cities are growing in population because of many factors, such as a more attractive infrastructure development, a more attractive social amenities, and the productive capacity that the cities present. In terms of the growth of GDP, cities contribute a greater percentage of countries' GDP. So the cities have become a center of attraction.
Are the cities attracting younger people, or everybody is moving to the cities from rural areas?
Well, it has its own dynamics. And for us as decision makers, we are now looking at a positive narrative of this dynamic. Not the urbanization as a situation where it's problematic, but that it has its benefits in terms of the growth of the youth population, in terms of education, in terms of skills acquired, and then infrastructure. We need to embrace the positive side of urbanization and not to continue to dwell on the negative side of slums and the migration of people into the cities living at the fringes.
One of the challenges, of course, Minister, that you may be aware of is that some of the people who migrate from rural areas to urban areas, they do so because they are looking for greener pastures. They are poor, so they go to urban areas to look for jobs, for a better life. Is this happening in Ghana too?
Obviously, yes, as it is in many, many countries where we have the rural and the urban divide. But when we take this whole urbanization agenda in its totality, what it means is that we need to link the urban to the rural in terms of production, in terms of distribution of jobs between the urban and the rural setting.
What are some of the challenges that you face in Ghana and in Africa in general as a result of urbanization?
First, we need to have the decision-making at the highest level engaging with the key stakeholders who have something to contribute in addressing the challenges. The infrastructure deficit is a challenge. Africa needs to attract investment into infrastructure development in terms of roads, in terms of water, in terms of sanitation, in terms of education, in terms of health. This way, we can then be capturing the benefits of urbanization.
I've heard economists suggest that Africa actually needs to promote development by encouraging smallholder farmers as a way of fighting poverty and creating jobs. What's your take on that?
As we confront the challenges of urbanization and derive the positive benefit, that doesn't mean we are neglecting the rural setting. The infrastructure development should link the rural setting so that smallholder farmers can also have access to infrastructural development in terms of water, in terms of all the basic needs that we've talked about. If we do not provide that in the rural setting, the rural population will not be productive in feeding the raw materials into the urban setting for processing and export. So there is the linkage between the rural and the urban, and this is what, as a continent, as countries, we need to confront.
And finally, Minister, tell me about your assessment of Ghana's performance as far as meeting the Millennium Development Goals is concerned.
We've done very well in almost all action plan and various remedies to address sanitation as it confronts the country. And back home in Ghana, we have in place a national urban policy and action plan, as well as a national urban forum, which is bringing stakeholders together to address the many challenges of urbanization, as well as it affects the MDGs.
So you are optimistic about meeting these goals?
Very, very optimistic. We believe that we'll meet the goals the year 2015.